So the next bracha that we're up to in Shemayna Esrei is the 14th bracha of our Shemayna Esrei, and that is the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. We ask Hashem to bring back Yerushalayim, and we start the bracha of Yerushalayim, Ircha Berachamim Tashuv, and you should return, and to Yerushalayim, your city, you should return Berachamim with Rachmanus. Having Rachmanus on us, you should return to Yerushalayim, which means that Hashem should return the Hashras Hashchina to the city of Yerushalayim, which comes through the Geula and through the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's interesting, the Nusach that we say, V'li Yerushalayim ircha v'rachamim tashuv. Tashuv means you should return. And it's interesting because really what we're asking is that Hashem should return us, should bring us back from the Galus to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. But in addition to that, we say tashuv, that you should return, and this is probably based on the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Tes, that says, a brisa, Tanya, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, "Boy ure'ei kamo chaviv in Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Come see how dear Klal Yisrael is to Hashem. Shebuchol machem shegalu, every place that they were exiled, Shechina imarim, the Shechina is with them. That means that when we go into Galus, Kaviyachol, it's hard for us to understand this concept, but the Shechina itself is removed from Yerushalayim. And it says, "Va'af k'shein asid in ligoil." In the future, when we are going to be redeemed, Shechina imam, the Shechina is going to be redeemed with Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that says, "V'shav Hashem alekecha shavuzcha veheishiv loynemer." It doesn't say veheishiv Hashem will return. It says "V'shav Hashem will return Himself." It doesn't say He'll return others. Veheishiv v'shav Hashem will return. Malamet shahakadosh baruch hu shav imahem mibein hagolios. That's the key words, that Hashem is Shav Imahim Mibein HaGolius, which shows us that Hashem was in Golus together with us. So Mamelo, when we ask Hashem to bring us back to Yerushalayim, we're talking not only about bringing Klal Yisrael back, but bringing the Hashras HaShechina itself. There's a famous Lashon that really comes from a Zohar, which is also written by Rav Shimon bar Yochai, same one who's authored this Braisa, that says the idea of Kol Makam Shegalu Shechina Imahim. The Zohar says Shechinta Begalusa, which is a well-known expression, that the Shechina is in Galus. And Shechina represents that part of Hashem that deals with the people that He created and feels for them. So, and again, in a way that we can't understand Klapei Hashem Himself, but Kaviyachol, the suffering of the Shechina, the Galusa that we suffer, that's called Shechinta Begalusa, and that's the idea when we say, V'Yerushalayim Ircha Berachamim Tashuv, of course davening that Hashem will bring us back with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Geula, but also Tashuv, you should return your own Shechina, your own Hashras HaShechina to Yerushalayim. It's interesting the Lashon that we say, V'Yerushalayim Ircha, to Yerushalayim, your city. Well, what's the pshat that it's your city? Yerushalayim is a city in this world, just like any other city. It's a holy city, but what's Yerushalayim Ircha? And the Pashup Shat is that in the Psukim, Yerushalayim is called the Ir Hashem. It's the city of Hashem. In the Yom of Monday, we say it's Tehillim, Kapitel Mem Ches. It says, Kasher Shamanu Kein Reinu, Be'ir Hashem Tzavakos. Right? That in the city of Hashem, Be'ir Elekeinu. Elekim Yechoinina Aroilam Selah. We daven that Hashem should establish it, Aroilam Selah, forever. But it's a city called Ir Hashem Tzavakos, Ir Elekeinu. It's the city of Hashem. That's referring to Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim, Ircha, your city, because Yerushalayim is called the Ir of Hashem. And why, Taka? Why is Yerushalayim called the city of Hashem? So on a basic level, it's because there is Hashras HaShechina. That is the city where the Beis HaMikdash is. So that is the Hashras HaShechina in Olam Hazeh. That is the place, the city where the Beis HaMikdash was, and that is in Yerushalayim. But in addition to that, it goes further than that, that Yerushalayim is a city where people, not just Hashem's Shechina is there, but the people reach their greatest heights and highest madrigas and avodas Hashem in the city of Yerushalayim. The truth is that the name itself, Yerushalayim, is really symbolizes perfection in avodas Hashem. The source of the name Yerushalayim is really the Medrash tells us in Parshas Vayera. It's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba Parsha Nun Vav by Ois Tez Zayin. It says that Avram Avinu called what we know now as Yerushalayim, Avram Avinu called it Yira. It says, Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokam Ahu Hashem Yira Yud Reish Aleph Hey. That's Yira. And it says that Shem Ben Noyach called it Shalim. Shin Lamed Mem. So Avram called it Yira, and Shem Ben Noach called it Shalem. So Hashem said, I don't know what to do if I call it Yira, so Shem will feel bad. If I call it Shalem, so Avram will feel bad. So Hashem says, Hareini Koirei Oisa Yerushalayim. I'm going to call it Yerushalayim, and that's a conjunction of Yira and Shalem. When the names Yira and Shalem come together, that's Yerushalayim. And the Matnes Kuhuna, who's a Pirush on the bottom of the Medrash, says that Yeru, Yud Reish Vav, is really like Yira. The Aleph and the Hey is replaced by a Vav, which is the same gematria. So Yira and Shalem is really Yerushalayim. And it's interesting, what about the second part of the name? Is Shin Lamed Mem, that's what he called it, right? Shem Ben Noach called it Shalem. So where do we get that Yud between the Lamed and the Mem, Yerushalayim? Where does that come from? If it's really a tziruf of Yira and Shalem, so where do we get the name Yerushalayim? So the truth is, there's a fascinating idea that the name of the city does not have a Yud in it. The name of the city, Yerushalayim, even though it's read Yerushalayim, the name of the city is spelled Yud Reish Vav Shin Lamed Mem. If you look throughout Tanakh, when Yerushalayim is mentioned, first of all, in Torah, I don't think, as far as I know, the name Yerushalayim is mentioned. In the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, there is no name Yerushalayim. The only time we have it is in Nach, and if you do your research, you'll find, like I found, that in Nach, the name Yerushalayim is mentioned 658 times. 658 times, I didn't sit there counting, don't worry. But it's brought down that 658 times it's mentioned Yerushalayim, and 647 of them are without a Yud. It's mentioned, it's read Yerushalayim, there's a Patach and then a Chirik. But it really looks like Yerushalayim, but it's read Yerushalayim, that's the way we call the city. Only 11 times in Kol HaTorah Kula, where it's out of the 658, which is a very small minority, is it spelled Malay with a Yud. So even though the reading of it is Yerushalayim, in essence, the ksiva of Yerushalayim is chaser, without the yud in between the lamed and the mem, and that's taka the tziruf of Yira and Shalim. When we write on a get these days, the city of Yerushalayim, the correct way to write it is Masa de Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim, like without the yud. The correct spelling of the city, Lamaisa, if you look on gittin that are written Yerushalayim, is without the yud. We know the Gemara of Bavli that was written in Bavel is called Talmud Bavli. What's the Gemara from Yerushalayim called? Yerushalmi, right? It's not Yerushalayimi. There's no Yud there. When someone comes from Yerushalayim or the Gemara comes from Yerushalayim, it's called Yerushalmi because the correct spelling is Taka the Shin Lamed Mem without the Yud. So Al Kapanim, why am I bringing this in? Because the name Yerushalayim is really a tzir of Yira and Shalem, which means Yira represents the fear of Hashem, Yira Shemayim, and Shalem represents the Shlemus, which means the perfection, but specifically in the way of Shalom, which is peace and harmony, Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. So Yira and Shalem is really representing the whole picture of Avodah Hashem. Yira is Bein Adam L'Amakim, fear of Hashem. Shalem is Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, the Shlemus, the harmony that people live in, the peace that people live in with each other. And the name Yerushalayim symbolizes this wholesome picture, this perfection in Avodah Hashem. Bein Adam L'Amakim, Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. That's the idea, according to the Medrash, of the roots of Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim. And therefore it's called Yerushalayim Ircha, the name of Hashem is attached to the city of Yerushalayim, because this is the city where there's the highest level of Avodas Hashem. In addition to the Hashras HaShchina, with the Beis HaMikdash being there, Yerushalayim is a city which is symbolized by the true Avodas Hashem that's merum is in the name of Yerushalayim, Yira and Shalem. So Yerushalayim itself is built on the foundations of Avodas Hashem. That's for Yerushalayim Ircha. That could be why it's called Yerushalayim, your city. Lamaisa, that is definitely the Pashtus, that Yerushalayim Ircha is because of the Psukim that call it the Ir Hashem, and we're explaining now some ideas why it's called the Ir Hashem. But there is a beautiful pshat that I saw recently, in why we say Ircha, your city. The pshat is from Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna is famous to us as the Cheshek Shlomo. Wrote Haggai's in the back of the Gemara, the Cheshek Shlomo. So it's Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. He has a sefer called Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo. Binyan Shlomo, in the Chelek Beis, second Chelek of the Tshuvas, in Arachayim Simin Mem Hei, he discusses our bracha. And Rav Shlomo HaKohen says like this: why do we say Yerushalayim Ircha? Why don't we say Yerushalayim Ireinu, our favorite city? So he brings the Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus, Tafei Amid Aleph, tells us that there's really such a thing called Yerushalayim Shalmala. Yerushalayim, corresponding to the city that we know of as Yerushalayim in this world, there's a city called Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala. Whatever a city means in the Olam HaEmes and whatever it means in Shemayim, it's not something we could fathom, but it's also not something that's told to us only in the Kabbalah Svarim. It's enough in a Gemara that you're supposed to learn that it says that there's such a concept called Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala, and the Gemara uses learns from a pasuk in Tehillim, Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, which the Gemara dashes to mean that it has a chaver, it has a twin. These are the twin cities. Real twin cities, the cities of Yerushalayim Shalmata, and corresponding to that in the Olam Elyon, there's Yerushalayim Shalmala. And the Gemara in Tainus tells us that Hashem says, "Loi avoy bi Yerushalayim Shalmala, I am not going to come and bring my Shechina into the Yerushalayim Shalmala, ad she'avoy li Yerushalayim Shalmata, till I come to Yerushalayim Shalmata." Which means, as we said before, Hashem is not in the Yerushalayim Shalmata anymore. The Ashras HaShchina was removed from Yerushalayim. When Hashem says, when I return to Yerushalayim Shalmata, then I will return to Yerushalayim Shalmala. And if that's the case, Virginia Shlaima says that what we're really asking in this bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, Yerushalayim, your city, we're alluding to the Yerushalayim Shalmala. And we're saying that Hashem, you should return to Yerushalayim Ircha, your city, which includes that you should return to our Yerushalayim, because Hashem says He's only going to come to the Yerushalayim Shalmala after He comes to Yerushalayim Shalmata. But we dafka say, when we ask Hashem to return to Yerushalayim, we say with the nusach of Yerushalayim Ircha, your city, alluding to the Yerushalayim Shalmala, because we want to ask Hashem not just to come to our Yerushalayim, but there should be the perfect state of Hashem's Shechina being in the Yerushalayim Shalmala as well. And it's very interesting, did you ever wonder, of all the brachas in Shemayna Essay, why does Yerushalayim Ircha start with a vav? We have many bakashas, right? Atachayni la'adam das, slachlanu rifa'enu. So then, Yerushalayim Ircha is, it starts with a vav and Yerushalayim. It's a different bakasha. There's Al Tzadikim, there's Yerushalayim Ircha, there's Samach David. Why Yerushalayim Dafka has a vav? So I saw in the Oitzer HaTfila Siddur, there's a pirish called Eitz Yosef, we've mentioned him before. And he says, Taka, based on this idea, that a vav is mashma ribuy, in addition. And he says it's coming to hint the two Yerushalayims. That we're asking that Hashem should come back. Vil Yerushalayim, the extra vav is to be ma'abah, not just Yerushalayim Shalmata, but also Yerushalayim Shalmala. And the, oh, see you in a second. So he said, and that stems, I think, with the idea of the Binyan Shalayim, that really this Bakasha we're asking Vil Yerushalayim Ircha, that Hashem should come back to His Yerushalayim, but it includes both of them. It's Kailal, both you coming back, both returning to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Shalmata, Yerushalayim Shalmala, and that's all hinted in the vav hamoisif, which is adding the remez to the second Yerushalayim. Lamaisa, like we said though, the pashtus remains that we're talking here about Yerushalayim Shalmata. It's called Yerushalayim Ircha because it's Hashem's city, the Ir Hashem, but it's really our Yerushalayim. So then why, according to that, would there be a vav? Why punk this bracha as a vav? So what I would say is that the Gemara says that many places, vav moisif alinyan rishayim. Vav shows that there's a connection, not just that it's a remez, a ribuy, two Yerushalayim, there's a connection to the previous bracha. And this is based on another Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Zayin, when it's going through the Seder of Shemayna Esay, it says that this bracha of Yerushalayim is really very connected to the previous bracha of Ala Tzadikim. Because in that bracha we ask for the well-being of the Tzadikim, that Hashem should have Rachmanis and take care of the Tzadikim. Mishanu Miftach La Tzadikim. Then the Gemara says, Veheichan Misrei Memes Karnam. Where is the height of their glory reached of the Tzadikim? Be Yerushalayim. So right away we go Yerushalayim Ircha. So that could be the pshat, why there's a vav. It's not just the reason that it follows the bracha of Al Tzadikim, but it's really together. Hashem should help the Tzadikim, v'li Yerushalayim Ircha b'racham tashav, and bring us back to Yerushalayim, where the Karanei Tzadikim is going to be Misrei Memes, that's where the height of the glory is going to be reached. And I found that in the Oitzer HaTfila Siddur, which has a bunch of pirushim, in addition to that pshat of the Eitz Yosef, which says that the vav is referring to two Yerushalayim, there's a pirush called Iyun Tfila. And the Iyun Tfila, he says like this, he says based on this Gemara Megillah that the Vav is really to be Moisef Alinyan Rishon, and he tushtels with the Bracham just from Ma'ir before, that there's another Bracha in Shemayna Esrei that starts with the Vav, that's V'lam Al-Shinim. V'lam Al-Shinim Alti Sikva, there there's not referring to L'am Al-Shinim Shalmata and L'am Al-Shinim Shalmala, it means that it's connected to the previous Bracha, that the previous Bracha is Hashiva Shaifteinu Kavar Rishayna, and when we have the Shaiftim, when we have the judges restored in Klal Yisrael, they will punish the Risham and make sure the fact that there won't be any Tikva, any hope for the Al-Shinim. So again, like the Gemara Megillah there says, that's the connection. So the same thing by the next two Brachas, Al Tzadikim and V'li Yerushalayim, there's really a connection because Hashem takes care of the Tzadikim and then brings them to Yerushalayim, the place where the height of their glory is reached. Okay, so that's Pshat in these four words here. V'li Yerushalayim ircha b'rachamim tashuv, that Hashem should return us to Yerushalayim, return us and return Himself. Ircha, your city, again, the Pashat Pshat being that we're referring to the Yerushalayim Shalmata, which is called the Ir of Hashem because of the Hashras HaShchina that's in the city, and because of the great heights that we reach in Avodas Hashem in that city. And the Vav is Maisef Alinyan Rishon, because this is actually the culmination of the glory of the Tzaddikim being reached, which is fully in place in Yerushalayim. But again, according to the Samafarshim, Yerushalayim Ircha, and the Vav is actually hinting to a higher Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Shalmala, in the Olam HaElyon. Okay, so then we continue. V'sishkoin b'soicha ka'asher dibarta. You should rest in Yerushalayim. There should be this Hashras HaShchina. Ka'asher dibarta. What does ka'asher dibarta mean? Like you have spoken. Where did Hashem say this? This is a pasuk in Zechariah. The Mefarshim say it's based on a pasuk in Zechariah in Kapitel Ches, pasuk Gimel, that Hashem tells us beferish v'shochanti b'soich Yerushalayim. Again, written without a yud between the lamed and mem. But v'shochanti b'soich Yerushalayim, I will rest in Yerushalayim, that's going to be my dwelling place, Hashras HaShchina. So that's the pshat in these two words. When we say kasher divarta, everyone should have this in mind. Like you spoke, where is like you spoke? That pasuk in Zechariah, that Hashem guaranteed us, the shochanti b'soich Yerushalayim, that His dwelling place is going to be in Yerushalayim. And then we continue. Uvenei oisa b'karoiv b'yameinu. That means you should rebuild Yerushalayim. B'karoiv b'yameinu, in our days, speedily in our days. Binyan oilam, a binyan that lasts forever, an eternal binyan. What's the idea of binyan oilam, a binyan that's going to last forever? So it's mavur in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Pinchas that there's a difference between the first two Bate Mikdashes and the final one, the third one. The first two were built al yidei Adam. It's built out through people. So they were destined to be destroyed. When Klal Yisrael didn't deserve it, after 410 years and 420 years, so the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the Bayis Shlishi is going to be built by Hashem Himself. It's the Maisei Yadayim of Hashem. And when something is built by Hashem Himself without people helping, so then that's something that's not going to be destroyed. If you remember learning Rosh Hashanah, Elozman, there's a Rashi in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah there, in the beginning on the Flamid Amid Aleph on the bottom. Rashi says also that the first Batei Mikdashas were built Bidei Adam, the third one is going to be built Bidei Shemayim. That's what Rashi says, the whole idea of you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night or on Yontif doesn't apply to the third Beis HaMikdash because Hashem is going to be the one to build it. So HaKapanim, that's the idea over here that we're mentioning Binyan Olam, that when Hashem is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim around it, that's going to be a Binyan Olam, because unlike the first two Batei Mikdashes, that's going to be a Binyan that's straight from Hashem. Hashem is the one who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, and if that's the case, it's going to be an eternal Binyan, a Binyan that lasts forever. Okay, now is an interesting Hosafa here. The bracha continues. V'chisei David mehira l'saicha tachin. What does that mean? V'chisei David l'saicha tachin means you should establish the throne of David HaMelech in Yerushalayim mehira, speedily. In other words, you should come b'mehira, bring the kisei David, the throne of David HaMelech, and establish it in Yerushalayim just like it was. And the mafashim here are very bothered. We have a bracha about binyan Yerushalayim, binyan Beis HaMikdash and Hashras HaShchina. The next bracha talks about Malchus Beis David. As Tzemach David Avdecha Meheres Atzmiach, we'll do that bracha. That's the bracha, the content, the topic of that bracha is Malchus Beis David. So why over here in the bracha of Yerushalayim do we throw in a line, build Yerushalayim, and bring back the throne of David HaMelech, who sits and rules in Yerushalayim? Well, why is that here in the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha? Different Mefarshim discuss different Pshatim about this, but I just want to say over a vart that I saw in the Sefer of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav has a Sefer on Chumash Maran Riz Halevi Ala Taira. So at the end, in the Brisker Rav's Chidushim Ala Taira, he has on Tehillim and other Psukim in Tanakh. So this is actually an apostolic in Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid, that we say every morning in Tehillim Kapitel Lamed. So he talks all about Malchus Beis David over there. We'll talk about it if we get into the Shir Ma'amiz Mashiach Hanukkah Sabayis Vadavid. But Lamaise, he gets into over there a very, very interesting aspect. And he says like this, that the Maila of Yerushalayim HaBenuya, the full picture of the perfect state of Yerushalayim HaBenuya, the specialness of that city of Yerushalayim, is only together with Malchus Beis David sitting and ruling in Yerushalayim. That's the complete picture of Yerushalayim. It's not just a Maila on its own, Malchus Beis David, that we're going to have David HaMelech ruling. But that rounds out the picture of the perfect state of Yerushalayim. He says the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Chav Beis, we mentioned before, Yerushalayim HaBenuya. The Pasuk describes Yerushalayim HaBenuya. Ki ir shechur b'lo yachdav. What does it say after that? Kishama yashvu chisais lemishpat. There the thrones of mishpat, of judgment sat. That's referring to what? The Sanhedrin, that's Adam Yerushalayim. Kisais leveis David. The throne of Beis David. That is Yerushalayim Abnuya. The picture of Yerushalayim Abnuya is together with Kisais leveis David. That's an integral part of Yerushalayim in its perfect state. And we know that in the bracha in Birchas Hamazon, in benching, right? The third bracha is the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Bnei Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, right? It's so Bnei Yerushalayim. In that bracha, what do we say? Rachim no Hashem Elokeinu, Ha'Yisrael Amecha, Va'Yerushalayim Yirecha, Va'atziyam Mishkan Kevoidecha, Va'al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. We talk about Malchus Beis David. Not only do we talk about Malchus Beis David in that bracha of Yerushalayim, but the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches tells us, Kol Shalai Amar Malchus Beis David Bebeinei Yerushalayim. If you don't say Malchus Beis David in that bracha, Lo Yotze Yidei Chayvasei. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Ches, that if a person does not mention, sometimes you're saying it by heart and you skip some of the phrases there, it's not a good thing. If you skip Malchus Beis David, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. You're not Yotze that bracha in benching. If your person does not say Malchus Beis David and Bainu Yerushalayim, so he's Layotze Dei Chavasei, says the Brisker Rav, you see here a very important yesod, that the Malchus Beis David is an integral part of Yerushalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashav. And if that's the case, when we talk about Binyan Yerushalayim here in this bracha, we're talking about Yerushalayim Abanuya. Hashem should bring back the Yerushalayim Abanuya. So we must mention the Kisais Leveis David, the throne of David Amelech, and that's what we say, V'chisei David Meheru L'soicha Tachin. In addition to being a mila on its own, it rounds out the picture of the perfect state of Yerushalayim Abanuya, which is together with the Malchus Beis David sitting and ruling inside Yerushalayim. Okay, and the bracha ends, Baruch Ata Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim. Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim. That is based in a pasuk that we say in the Halalukas, in Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin, that says, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yechaneis. Hashem is the one, the Boinei Yerushalayim, the one who is the builder of Yerushalayim. And we ask Hashem, this is a bracha that everyone should say with great feeling, that we ask Hashem to rebuild Yerushalayim, that we should come back to Lashana Habab Yerushalayim Abanuya, that we ask Hashem every day that Hashem should rebuild Yerushalayim. And one who visits Yerushalayim may be bothered that L'chaira, Yerushalayim seems very built up. It's a very advanced technological city. You have buildings and people and offices and everything. Yerushalayim is very built up, but we have to remember that the essence of Yerushalayim is missing. When the Yerushalayim may be here, but it's not for the Yerushalayim Ircha. It's not the Yerushalayim, your city, the city where people are holding on the madrigas like they were in the time of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That city that's filled with Yira and Shalem, the Yira Shemayim Bein Adam Lamakim, and the Shleimus, the peace and harmony Bein Adam Lachaveri, that's something that can only be reached in its fullest when there is the Beis Hamikdash there, and for the Yerushalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashav, when Hashem returns His Hashras Hashchina. That high level of Kedusha comes with the Beis Hamikdash and with the Hashras Hashchina, and that has a Hashpa on the behavior of the rest of Yerushalayim. And this is what we wait for, and we daven for every day in this bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, and we should be zeichet to reach that, b'karev b'yameinu.